I just want to say it really is good to see so many of you that we haven't seen and that I haven't seen in a few weeks due to this crazy weather. This winter has just been absolutely crazy. I want to make sure that my mic, okay, it's on. It has. It's been just an unbelievable winter, and I'm so thankful that you all are here today and that there is no snow falling from the sky. And it's good to just be here together because community is so important. Community is so important to the Christian faith, and I know it's so important to the people of Orems. So, and it's important to me too. So I'm just so thankful that we're all here together today, you know. And Laura's not here, so we get to continue with the community over there too later, and that will be fun. We'll see how she takes surprises. So, we'll see. Would you please pray with me? God of justice, Lord of righteousness, Heavenly Father, be with us today. Speak to our very souls. Speak to our hearts, Lord. Speak to our minds. Speak to us. And let us hear what you would call for us to do. Let us hear your words. Let us hear your prompts, Lord, and transform us. Transform us into the people that you have called us to be, your people, your children, your sons, and your daughters. And guide us, Lord. Guide us down your path. Move us to not just do it out of obedience, but to do what you have called us to do out of your love for us, and let us show our love for you and how we live. Move me out of the way and let your word be proclaimed on this day so all can hear the authority of Jesus. Amen. So, remember back in the 90s, okay? There were these bracelets that came out. And they said on them, WWJD. Who had one of these? All right, a few of you had one of these. Does anybody still have one? Did anyone see my Facebook post? You can. I said wear it if you had it, because I just thought that would be great to see one. But I never had one, which I'll get to in a minute. They came out in the 90s, and I remember seeing them all over the place at the time and wondering what in the world that WWJD meant. See, back then, I was Catholic, okay? I was Catholic. That's why I didn't have one, all right? And so WWJD bracelets, they weren't all the rage in my circles. You know, my friends weren't walking down the hallways with WWJD bracelets at Resurrection St. Paul Elementary School in Ellicott City, Maryland. They weren't big, but I saw them, and I would see them everywhere, and I always wondered what that stood for. And I'm not sure when I found out, but it was sometime later. You know, we didn't have the internet then like we have it today, and I wasn't able to Google something. You know, that would take a second today. But and I was far too shy to ask one of these people that was wearing one of these bracelets. But when I found out what it meant, it kind of opened my eyes. It made sense to me. What would Jesus do? That's what the WWJD stood for. The idea was simple. You were supposed to look down at your bracelet in difficult situations or any situation and ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this situation? So in that moment, you were supposed to seek Jesus' authority for your life, for that situation. The bracelet was simply a reminder. And it's a good concept. It's a great concept. I wonder how often people really did that, though. You know, I'm sure plenty of people did, but maybe if we did it all the time, like the inventors or whatever you want to call them, the marketers would have hoped, we might have had less crime, less injustice, less famine, less fighting, less bickering, than if everyone would have done that, if everyone would have worn it and looked at it and let that be a reminder to God's authority, Jesus' authority in their lives. And no one's perfect. I understand that. It was kind of a Christian fad of the 90s. But the basic concepts of that question, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus do should ring in our lives today, even without the bracelets on our arms? See, because Jesus is still our hope, and Jesus still has authority over our lives, even without the bracelets. Now, in today's gospel passage, Jesus is just coming off of turning water into wine at the wedding in Cana. That happens previous to this passage that we read today. And so that was Jesus' first miracle. He performed his first miracle there at that wedding at the request of his mother, who told the servants there at the wedding to do whatever Jesus told them to do. His mother Mary was submitting to Jesus' authority in that point. And so out of that came water turning into wine, the first miracle, because the servants too submitted to Jesus' authority. And so now, here in this passage, Jesus and his disciples are in Jerusalem. They're at the Jewish temple for the Passover feast. And because of this, we can know that they are observant Jews. We know this because only observant Jews would have made the pilgrimage to Jerusalem for this feast, in which the Jews remembered God saving them and delivering them out of bondage in Egypt. And so what happens next? Jesus goes into the temple and he sees people selling cattle. He sees people selling sheep and doves. And he sees the money changers seated at their tables exchanging money. Now, those things in and of themselves weren't all that bad because, like Jesus, people came from all over the region. They couldn't bring their animals with them. They couldn't use their currency that they used on the outside in the temple. They had to exchange it for currency without the face of Caesar on it. Okay, so in and of themselves, the selling of the cattle, the selling of the animals and all of that, it wasn't bad because they needed those things in the sacrificial worship system of the Jewish religion. But what was bad was that all of this was happening right in the temple, right in the place of worship, right in God's house. And so this upset Jesus. This made him so upset, so angry, that he formed a whip out of cords, it says in this translation, or in other translations, of ropes. He formed this whip and he drove out all the sheep. He drove out all the cattle. He drove them all out of the temple. And then he flipped the tables. He flipped the tables of the money changers and he poured the coins. And you can just hear the jingling of the coins as they hit the ground, you know, as he's pouring out these coins all over the floor. And then he went straight over to the ones selling the doves and he told them to get out. Stop making my father's house a marketplace. Of course, this wasn't typical. This was what Jesus would do. I mean, what would Jesus do? WWJD, right? See, I don't think forming a whip and driving out animals and merchants and flipping tables is probably what the first thought was of the makers of the bracelets when they came up with their marketing plan for those WWJD bracelets. They were likely thinking of Jesus' love, Jesus' sacrifice for us and for so many, and his teachings on those very concepts and so many more. But probably not the actions that he took in the temple. I could be wrong, but the thing about those actions in the temple was that they were an example of Jesus' authority. So about that, authority. Right? Authority, as defined by Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is the power to give orders or make decisions, the power or right to direct or control someone or something, or a quality that makes something seem true or real. A quality that makes something seem true or real. And it's important to understand this definition because the text then goes on as if the Jews are asking Jesus. It's like they're talking to themselves almost. You can picture them talking. They're saying, who is this guy? You know, this man from Galilee. Where does he get this authority to do this? Now remember the definition. Because the Jews then ask him for a sign in verse 18. They say, what sign can you show us for doing this? And in verse 19, Jesus responded to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And the Jews said to him in the next verse, this temple has been under construction for 46 years, and will you raise it up in 3 days? See, they didn't get it. They didn't understand what Jesus was saying. Jesus wasn't talking about the Jewish temple. He wasn't talking about the temple that was being refurnished by King Herod, that had been rebuilt some 100 years before. Jesus wasn't talking about the one where he just drove out all of the animals and the people that blemished the sanctuary of his father's house. Jesus was talking about his own body. He was alluding to his resurrection. And the people, they didn't get it. Just like many of us, who didn't fully get what the WWJD bracelet was. And more importantly, just like many of us who forget or don't fully understand what the authority behind our hope is in Christ himself. See, Jesus is talking about the resurrection, and he says that. He says he will raise the temple up in 3 days. He's giving them the sign by which he has authority to do all of these things, the sign that they asked for. He's telling them that because he will be resurrected, he can do this. He can cleanse his father's house. He can call out the injustice in the temple, and he can form a whip out of cords and drive all of them out of the temple. Because not only does he have a quality that makes him seem true or real, but he is real. He is true, and he is the Messiah. He is the Son of God. His authority then was real, and his authority today is real for us. And it's because of this authority that Jesus has from God, his Father, that he can call out the complacency in our own worship and in our everyday lives. See, it's because of this that our hope has authority. It's because of this that our hope has real authority. Our hope has authority not just in the temple, but in our temple, here at Orem's, and other temples. And of course, our own temples, that is, our very own bodies as well. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20, Paul takes his argument for the unity of the individual church, which he's doing all throughout the beginning of 1 Corinthians. He's talking about this one church in Corinth. And then he breaks it down to the individual believer, and he writes in verse 19, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, which you have from God, and that you are not your own? In verse 20, for you were bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body. See, God has authority over everything through Jesus Christ, including each of us. And so our hope can cleanse us of our own complacency, of our own greed, of our own sin in worship here at Orem's and in our very lives, just like he did, just like Jesus did of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. And so our hope has a real authority for today. It's not just in the past, but for today. The bracelets are good. They're good. They're a reminder. They're a reminder of that authority. They remind us to call on Jesus, to ask him what it is in our lives that needs to be cast out of our temples so that we can worship him more fully, so that we can have a more full relationship with him. They remind us what in our lives needs to be driven out, sometimes with a whip of cords, because it is just vile and evil and full of sin. See, essentially, the authority of Jesus is calling us out on those sins, those things that would separate us from him. But make no mistake about it, Jesus doesn't want to just call us out. Jesus doesn't want to just make us struggle and to feel terrible because we've sinned or whatever. God doesn't want us to feel guilty in that regard. God wants us to take that sin. God wants to take that sin from us. God wants to give us life through the same authority, because Jesus, when he came, it says in the book of John that he didn't come to judge the world, but to bring salvation to the world. Jesus came to bring hope to all who would hear him. Jesus came to bring life to the dead. And Jesus came to be your hope. Jesus came to be your hope, and so that you could have life. Jesus came for you and for me, so that we could experience his true and real authority in our lives here today and in the life to come. So I want to say that if you still have one of those WWJD bracelets, maybe you want to go get one. Whatever it is, you want to wear it, make sure that you look at it. Make sure that you use it to remind you. Sometimes Jesus may be saying to flip over some tables in your life. Maybe sometimes Jesus is calling you to drive out the cows and the sheep and those things that would separate you from him. And other times he may be calling you to love. But this hope that we have in Christ, through Christ, has real authority for your life. And this hope is always calling out to you. It's always loving you. And always seeking you to love him back. In word and in action. And this hope, Christ, wants to give you a life, a fuller life, that you can't have apart from him. And so WWJD, it's a reminder to Christ's authority in your life. Have you given it to him? And will you give it to him again today? Amen.